This episode brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Shifting a little money here, a little there, and hoping it all works out? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can get a better budgeter and potentially lower your insurance bill too. You tell Progressive what you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll help find you options within your budget. Try it today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
This episode is brought to you by Chevy Silverado. When it's time for you to ditch the blacktop and head off-road, do it in a truck that says no to nothing. The Chevy Silverado Trail Boss. Get the rugged capability of its Z71 suspension and 2-inch factory lift. Plus, impressive torque and towing capacity thanks to an available Duramax 3-liter turbo diesel engine. Where other trucks call it quits, you'll just be getting started. Visit Chevy.com to learn more.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Let's go!
Hi. The Rich Eisen Show with guest host Andrew Siciliano.
Dylan Gabriel's pick day two at rookie minicamp. Do you knock Dylan Gabriel? Yeah, he could have made a better throw.
From The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Or do you praise the 33rd overall pick, Carson Schwesinger, the linebacker at UCLA, who made a nice play?
Earlier on the show, ESPN senior writer Seth Wickersham. Coming up, MLB senior writer for The Athletic, Jason Stark. NBA writer for The Athletic, Mike Vorkunov. And now, sitting in for Rich, it's Andrew Siciliano.
Evidently, we're going to do a lot of athletic things today. Hey, everybody, should the Pirates trade Paul Skeens? No! Jason Stark will be here coming up shortly. Hope you're having a fantastic Wednesday. I'm told the Stanley Cup Finals begins this evening. NBA Finals tomorrow. NFL OTAs today. Later on this hour, I will breathlessly give you the rundown of Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, and Chador Sanders, what they did in the open session of OTAs. Who's working?
Yes.
7-on-7, 11-on-11. Who's throwing touchdowns?
Here, coach.
Let's go.
Does it matter?
Yes.
The answer is yes, it matters. But does it really matter? What's today's date?
June 4th.
June 4th.
It's my mom's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday.
Hey, TJ.
Happy birthday, Mom. All right.
What's Mom's name?
Linda.
Linda.
Happy birthday, Linda. Happy birthday, Linda.
That's awesome. Woo. Does she want to call in?
Probably not.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. We could FaceTime
her. I sent her flowers this morning.
Okay, of course you did.
Look at you.
Of course you did.
Boy.
It's fantastic. All right.
Well, 25 years ago today was the Kobe to Shaq alley-oop against the Blazers.
Bro, Shaq running down the court
going, oh.
Can I tell you guys, I remember where I was, everything I was doing that day.
Wow.
I thought the Blazers had that game won. I was
I
so
don't remember
happy.
Where I was that day.
Yeah. You guys know the actor Harlan Williams?
Yes.
Yes.
So my buddy Matt and him are good friends, and Matt was house-sitting, so we're watching the game at Harlan's house, and I'm going crazy, because you know I'm like the Lakers. And that oop happened, and I was just like, oh my God.
Weren't they up something like 18 or
Dude,
something?
Dude, they were killing them in the third quarter. Yeah. Then the Lakers just, they made a comeback and that oop sealed it.
Oh, man, that was Steve Smith, Sheed. Wasn't Scottie Pippen on that team? Yeah, he's guarding Kobe on the play. Yeah. Oh, Kobe crosses him up. Oh, that's such a...
Let's introduce everybody. This is live play-by-play of Chris Brockman watching a 25-year-old highlight on his laptop.
Yeah,
everybody.
I mean, it's just popped up.
I'm scrolling Twitter, looking
for news.
Want to bring everyone into the family here. That is Chris Brockman.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Celebrity A1, A2, Mike Del Tufo.
How are you doing, Andrew?
How are you, sir?
Good. Doing well.
Thanks for welcoming me back into the fold. And TJ Jefferson, whose mom Linda has a birthday today. Good
Happy
to see
birthday,
you
mom.
As well.
Yesterday was a treat. Yesterday was 33 years of the Jordan Shrug game.
Yes.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Remember where I was for that?
So do I.
Me too.
Yeah.
I was back at home in Northern Virginia. I was an intern at Sports Radio 570 WTEM. Now it's 980 in D.C., and I remember coming to the next day as an intern. The local midday show that day was hosted by James Brown, as in CBS's legendary JB. Nice. The local show on after it was hosted by Tony Kornheiser. let's see, future Lions play-by-play man Dan Miller was your Redskins beat reporter. Who else was there? Steve Colby, the afternoon board op, went on to be the voice of the Capitals. Mitch Levy, Kornheiser's producer and board op, went on to be a big talk show host in Seattle. Who else was there? Rich Ackerman was there. Pam Ward was Pam Ward was doing updates. ESPN's Pam Ward was the midday update person. I was the intern. It was an interesting group at 570.
That's incredible. A lot of talent there, man.
Yeah.
Where did you say this was?
Sports Radio 570, Washington, D.C.
Washington. Okay.
Yeah, anyway, that's where I was. I remember the next day coming in and everyone was talking about Jordan going. Anyway, I digress. All right, let's get to some headlines. NBA, we don't have a new head coach for the Knicks yet. Shame on you, James Dolan. Figure out if you're going to fire a good head coach that you have another head coach in waiting. Just figure that out. We do, however, have a new head coach today of your Phoenix Suns. He's a Cavaliers assistant. The Suns are hiring Jordan Ott as the new head coach of the Phoenix Suns. Devin Booker allegedly part of the process here. Michigan State, Ashiba connections and all that. Jordan Ott is the new head coach of your Phoenix Suns. In the NFL, what's going on? We have an injury. Donald Parham at ACL reportedly in Pittsburgh, the tight end. So maybe that Jonnu Smith thing may happen. No update in Miami on a Jalen Ramsey trade. No update on a TJ Watt contract, nor an Aaron Rodgers arrival in Pittsburgh. That is still very much TBD. In Dallas, Micah Parsons says that he will be there for mandatory minicamp next week. Guys, not news. I mean, it is news. It's Micah. He gets fined if he's not there. Cowboys can't rescind those fines. It's only news when they get a deal done, and it's news if Micah practices in training camp in Oxnard come the third and fourth week of July without a contract. That is newsworthy, and if I'm Micah, I don't practice, all right? Because I want a new deal. I hold in. I show up so I don't get fined, and I wait for that new deal. That is how it should be done, and barring a nine-figure commitment from Jerry Jones, eight of those figures will be guaranteed. I don't go. I don't go on the field. I just don't. It's the way it should be done these days. Now, could Jerry play it out? He could, but why? For who? For what? The price only goes up. And we say this with quarterbacks, but now we say it with edge rushers as well. And we said it last summer with wide receivers. If you don't get the deal done, the deal is only going to get more expensive. So how much of your money do you want to spend? Would you like to buy this car now? Sorry to turn you into a car, Micah Parsons, but just bear with me. Would you like to buy this car now at this price? Or would you like to buy it in 2 months and pay more money? It's a very simple thing. Would you like to pay?
This is what Jerry Jones does.
Or would you like in 2 months to pay more?
Well, Unc likes to pay more because he never pays. Okay. Before.
Why pay more for the same car now? Why? And by the way, interest rates may go up. Okay, I can lock you in right now. I could include floor mats. I could lock you in right now.
Some air fresheners?
I'll give you a second year of Sirius. Okay,
oh, yeah.
Let me lock you in right now. Do you want the tire protection? Do you want the wheel deal?
Undercoating.
Do you want all of that? Right? I could lock you in right now, Jerry. Or in 2 months, if you come back, I guarantee you the price is going to be higher. I guarantee you. You know why? Because the car on the other lot over there, that car, it wears black and gold, and it wears a number 90. It's also a good-looking car. It's got more miles on it.
A little bit.
It's a little bit older.
A little bit.
But I guarantee you that if you don't buy this car right now, which is younger and better-looking, okay? If you don't buy this car right now, somebody is going to buy that car down the road. And they're going to pay a pretty penny. And then this car is going to be more expensive. So why don't you just buy it now? You can drive off the lot today. You can take this thing home right now.
Red bow and all.
Take it home. Take it home.
It's only at Christmas.
Fantastic. Look at it. Or if you want to come back around Labor Day, I know you think we're going to have a Labor Day sale. I'm not. Come Labor Day, this thing's going up. Okay? It is getting more expensive. Would you like to drive it home today? I'm sure the missus would love to see it in the driveway. Nope. Nope. Okay. See you in 2 months. I'm not going to text you when you leave. I'm not going to tell you that I got to get this off the lot by the end of the month, because I don't care if I keep it. I don't care. I'll gladly keep it. Getting back to, by the way, the me joking about the Browns and their quarterbacks and the breathless coverage. I'm all here for the coverage, by the way. We're all here for it. I love it. I'm interested. Ooh, as
I
well.
I got a video of Quinshon Judkins making a run.
Okay. That's and good. Just threw a touchdown to Caden Davis, who was in Chargers camp last year. Dylan Gabriel took the first set of rookie reps, right, on 7-on-7, 11-on-11, then Shador got in there. Anyway, joking aside, the Browns will be the story. I'm happy to be there, and I'm along for the ride. Happy to be back. This summer, NFL Network just announced its list of preseason games that it will carry live. Now, they're not NFL-produced broadcasts. They are, hey, we take the home team feed of these broadcasts. NFL Network just announced the 21 games. All three Browns games will be carried live on NFL Network.
Ooh, interesting.
The Eagles game, the Panthers game, the Rams game. All three games will be carried live. Yes, I do get to cover a Browns-Rams game. I might just go back and forth between the two booths. It would be a blast.
Just do a big group booth with six of you.
Let's
do
a group booth.
That's great.
Let's get Witt on for the first quarter. Then Witt can go back.
Yeah, then Mina for the second.
For the second quarter. Let's do it. I am here for it.
Sounds
just
fun.
Throwing ideas out. You know what? Let everyone else, the powers that be, get together and figure it out. All right. More football coming up shortly. Jason Stark in 12 minutes for baseball as well. But I'm told now that Chris Brockman has
baby, I got a list.
The segment you have been waiting for.
Oh, DJ.
What do you got?
It's a top 10 powerless.
And now it's Brockman's powerless.
For those watching on the TV feed here, whose body
shame.
Is your head on top of right there?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Probably some AI.
Because that ain't you.
Here's the deal, everybody. No, I work out. Here's the thing. Everyone loves power rankings. I need more. The steroid era. We love the steroid era. Power. No, TJ. Everything's top. No, I want to give you the bottom. We did this last year, the bottom 10 going into the year. Way too early, right? Way too early powerless rankings, the bottom 10. Now, last year we did this on June 20th.
Early.
Okay? Of those 10 that I told you, 5 ended up drafting in the top 10 this year. It's 50% hit rate. That's good, Andrew.
Yeah.
Look at you.
That's more than Hall of Fame.
Past performance, not necessarily indicative of
That's
future gain.
Of
however,
time.
That
Let's
is a
do
return.
It. Here we go. Yeah. 2025, way too early, powerless rankings, number 23.
Ooh.
Because I'm a big fan, and they love me down in South Florida, the Miami Dolphins. I don't know how good they are.
You have them at 23.
Yeah, 23 overall.
They could be lower.
I don't know how good they are. Yeah, I'm with you. They got all kinds of issues. They're not going to have a tight end soon. He's going to get traded. Their coach is definitely on the hot seat. I don't care what anyone says.
I think he is, yeah. And I think, look, I was banging the drum of the Dolphins last year as well. You don't necessarily have to pay Tua. Maybe I would wait. Now, if they, and look, they're losing a lot of big pieces here. And they're in transition, let's put it that way, but still trying, we think, to win.
I think.
It'll be
season. Not sure. Number 24, Carolina Panthers. I think they're going to be better, but they're in a tough spot, and they have a tough schedule. I don't know how much they actually have around Bryce Young, but I like his development, and I think he's improved.
Go watch the Panthers video they tweeted out yesterday behind the scenes on draft day with the trade talks with the Rams about the 8th overall pick, with the Rams trying to move up, and then the Panthers taking Tet McMillan. It's a good watch. Go watch.
Number 25, the Raiders. They're only here. I love what they did this offseason. I love getting Geno. I love Ashton Jeanty. I love Pete. They're in a really tough division, and they're clearly fourth in that division, so they could be picking in the top 10 this year. It's going to be fun. They're going to be improved. I just don't know how much. Number 26, we talked about him yesterday. It's the Tennessee Titans, but I do think Cam Ward is going to be the guy there, and I think he's going to be a really good player.
May I interject? I'm surprised you have them this high.
The Titans?
At 26.
Well, you want to know why? Because they have a better quarterback than the rest of these teams, I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Cam Ward's better than all these other quarterbacks. Number 27, the Jets, they stink. They've stunk for 50 years, and they're going to continue to stink. I don't care who the quarterback is. It's because of ownership.
They will surprise you this year.
And how bad they are?
Nope. Other way around.
Got it.
You will have content with the normal host of this appropriately named show.
And the Jets are only above this team because last year when the Jets had this quarterback, who I assume will be the quarterback of the next team I'm going to tell you.
Week one.
They won 5 games.
Okay.
28's the Steelers. They're not good. They're going to be pretty bad, and they really need to be bad. They need to bottom out and start over.
Can I interest you in a Will Howard,
yes,
Justin Fields week one matchup?
I think Will Howard should just start all the games.
I agree. If it isn't Aaron, it should be Will Howard.
Number 29, the Colts. They don't have a quarterback either. And they're in rough shape.
Who is their quarterback?
It's either Daniel Jones or Anthony Richardson.
I know that. I'm asking you which one.
It has to be. It has to be Anthony Richardson because you've invested draft capital and you've waited patiently for this guy to blossom. They should just run the tush push every play with Anthony Richardson. They couldn't stop. Number 30, Andrew. I apologize to you personally. We're close friends, and I love you dearly. It's the Cleveland Browns. They have 5 quarterbacks, which means you really have none. And you're going to tell us how cool Shador is. But, again, I don't know. Doing the NFL. Do it not against Big 12 competition.
Here's where I would push back. Regardless of who the quarterback is. Really, pick one.
Tough division. Tough schedule.
Tough division. Very tough schedule. They are getting back to the 2020-2021 offense.
Which I like, which obviously.
They're
going to
run the stinking football. The O-line, fingers crossed, stays healthy. Mike Bloomgren, keep an eye. Remember that name? The former Rice head coach, former NFL assistant Bill Callahan, was an O-line coach with Stanford and Andrew Luck when they were running power 18 straight times, right? Yeah. They're going to run the stinking ball with Quinshon, with Dylan Sampson, with Jerome Ford, and they are going to keep that defense off the field where they're not going to have to be on the field for 70 snaps a game. And I don't know that they're getting back to the number one overall defense, although that guy could have a huge say in it, Myles Garrett. But I think the JOK loss is huge. The defense will take enough of a step back towards what we saw in 2023 that this team is better than you.
I hope I'm wrong. Again, 50% of these teams are going to be picking in the top 10, not 100%.
Well, the Browns could with the Jaguars.
Remember, last year at 31... I had the Commanders, and they worked out. Yeah. They worked out pretty good last year. They worked out pretty good. It's June 4th.
Okay.
31, you think I'm going to go one way. I'm zagging. I'm going to say the Saints. They're in a better division than the 32 team. Schedule not as difficult. Again, no quarterback. Could be in the running for first overall. If they are first overall, Arch Manning will come out, and he will take over the team that his grandfather led way back in the day. Number 32, they have the toughest schedule in the NFL, and everybody's on the hot seat. They have no quarterback. It's the New York Football Giants, and that is your powerless ranking.
You really think the Giants are the worst team in the NFL?
They're really bad. I don't think Russ is good. Jameis is super cool, and he's fun. He's a good quote, and he plays entertaining games.
Love him.
But he doesn't win games.
Yep.
And then they have a rookie that people are confused and conflicted on if he should have been a first-round pick or not, and if he was just kind of a system guy with Lane at Ole Miss. And then, they have a cool player. Malik Nabers is awesome. But other than that, who do they have?
Tyrone Tracy, I like. They drafted well on defense last year. No, I don't know. It's an interesting one. I wouldn't have pegged them as the worst team, but I could – see the argument. I mean, they did pick 4th overall.
Yeah. They've been in the top
3rd overall.
They've been picking in the top 10 for a while. Last year in this spot, I had the Patriots and they were 4th overall. So there you go.
Do the Pirates trade Paul Skeens? If you're a Pirate fan, would you ever go to a game again? I'm being dramatic. Jason Stark of The Athletic, right around the corner. This is The Rich Eisen Show. I'm Andrew. Hi, everybody.
Let's talk about Brunt work boots, people. When I got my set of Brunt work boots sent to my house, opened the box, my first thought was, wow, these look amazing. My second thought, once I put them on, I thought, wow, not only are these easy to put on, but they feel incredibly comfortable for a work boot. They deliver the protection also and durability you need on your job site if you wear work boots for a living. And on top of that, Brunt isn't just about work boots. They offer a full range of high-performance gear built for tough jobs, from heavy-duty work pants to weather-resistant jackets. Brunt designs durable, reliable workwear to keep you protected and productive in any condition. They look amazing and, again, feel amazing. Brunt didn't just make a durable work boot. They reinvented comfort for the hardest workers out there. For a limited time, our listeners get $10 off at Brunt by using code RICH at checkout. Just head to bruntworkwear.com. Use my code RICH. You're all set. Even better, Brunt lets you try all their products on the job, risk-free. After you purchase, they'll just ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them our show sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Even the safest drivers still encounter unsafe conditions, so it's important they do it in a safe vehicle. And Hyundai's offer available Class Executive Advanced Safety features to help keep you protected against the many challenges the road throws your way. Basically, in a Hyundai, you can drive as safely as possible and enjoy your journey in confidence and style. When you change lanes, signal check for traffic and enjoy the added safety of Hyundai's available blind spot view monitor. Constantly scan for dangers and take advantage of Hyundai's standard forward collision avoidance assist to help prevent accidents by alerting you of imminent collisions and automatically applying the brakes. Stay alert at all times and be thankful that Hyundai's standard driver attention warning system monitors your attention levels and can bring your focus back on the road. Safety is all about making the right decisions on the road and when selecting a vehicle. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
What was it like shooting that scene, though, with Ray Kinsella and his father?
What I did was I went back to when I first read it. And so I become the audience when I read it. And I, when I read it, I went, I couldn't believe that it had orchestrated itself to that thing. And I had that feeling on the couch. And so I knew if I played that straight, if I didn't wink at anybody, that these players did come, you know, that's my corner. You know, they kept coming after me. I wasn't going to be able to do that movie. I was going to do Revenge. And I got into a, finally, Revenge kept getting pushed. And finally, I had to put my foot down and say, look, if you don't get this movie together, I'm going to go to do this movie in the corn. I asked the director, why did you hold out for me so long? Why? And he said, well, and this is one of the greatest actors we've ever seen. He goes, they wanted me to do it, Robin Williams. And I said, Robin Williams is perfect. He said, yeah, but when I think of Robin, I think he does hear voices in the corn. And I don't want that. People don't believe you hear voices. That's a director that makes a save. That's a Mariano Rivera, you know?
Sure.
It's a save. He saved his movie because of his belief in an idea, you know, not the quality of actor, because Robin Williams will never.
Of course.
This is a guy so special. But I was curious. I said, he's actually a bigger star than me, whatever. And he goes, I need somebody that you don't think hears voices.
And that would be you. I've never heard Robin Williams was considered for that role. That's unbelievable. And then you did it, and obviously we're talking about it today.
Yeah. It had gold dust on it when I read it, because I did that little intake of breath. Do you want to have a catch? And of course, I wept myself.
We're talking about sports movies last night, Sin of the Dodger game. One of my favorite sports movies of all time, period, movies of all time, would be Field of Dreams. Most sports movies get it wrong. Like The Natural, believe it or not, I didn't like The Natural. I thought Robert Redford was not convincing as a baseball player. That was like the things I looked at as a kid. I'm like, eh, it doesn't look like it. Field of Dreams gets it right. Anyway, I digress. Phone number 844-204-RICH at Rich Eisen Show on all the socials. All right. Full disclosure, I've been reading Jason Stark for years, not to age you, Jason, from The Athletic, who joins us now. I don't know, maybe back in the Fox Sports Radio days over 20-some years ago, have I ever, Jason, had you on a show? So I'm glad we're doing this. How are you, man?
Andrew, I'm great. Great to be on with you. How are you?
I'm doing okay, thank you. Went to the Dodgers and Mets last night. I'll take it right there. And saw Ohtani, who didn't have a great night, obviously, but it was a great game, 10 innings again. Still don't know what happened on that ball in left field. But hey, the Dodgers right. got out of there with a win. But after watching the Yankees come in here right last weekend and seeing, obviously, Ohtani every night, I'll get right to the MVP thing, even though it's only June 4. Jason, if you had to vote right now, could you decide between Ohtani and Judge?
Wow. So we're talking about MVP of the sport.
It's June, not to be the league. But what they're doing is also absurd.
It's absurd. I would say there are no wrong answers. But if I had to pick one, Andrew, the year that Judge is having, I don't think we can say it's merely great. It's historically great. You're familiar with OPS Plus, sure. right? Which adjusts for a player's era, the park he plays in. And right now, June the 4th, Aaron Judge is rocking a 248 OPS Plus. It's a scale of 1 to 100. 100's average. It means he's basically 150% better than the average player. And, in modern history, we've only seen two players have that season. One's Babe Ruth, the other is Barry Bonds. They both hit left-handed. So this is potentially the greatest season ever by a right-handed hitter. But I just want to mention, too, a few weeks ago, wrote a column saying, Aaron Judge is the best right-handed hitter of the last 100 years because his OPS Plus over the last 4 seasons, 500 games now, has been twice as good as the average player over a 4-year period. We haven't seen a right-handed hitter do that since Rogers Hornsby. That was kind of a while ago.
That was a bit ago. Yeah, Jason, I know it is June 4th. As I said, I was at the game last night and with a group of guys, and this was the conversation, right? Guys putting their feet up and having a beer on a random Tuesday night, packed house. Great to see a Tuesday night. Granted, it's the Mets, right? And when New York comes to LA, everyone goes to the stadium, regardless of the sport. But that was the conversation last night because you had a group of people realizing that you are witnessing greatness coming through the doors of that building in the last 5 days, and you have to appreciate it. And we certainly all did. I hope baseball fans everywhere else appreciate the greatness that these two guys bring to the stadium every single night they go out there. And I am not one of these people that says, hey, drop everything, take the kids down to the ballpark. But for Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani, Brockman, you last night were thinking of taking your son to the stadium. Like, every chance you
have to,
like, to have your kids be able to say, hey, I went to see that guy when he came to town, I would do it.
Yeah, the star power that just oozes off the field when the Yankees are playing the Dodgers, and especially around those two guys, it's special. It's different. How about the first inning Friday night when Judge hits that bomb and then up steps Shohei and hits a ball that hit the Hollywood sign? I don't know. It just felt cinematic. It didn't feel like we could really be watching this. It felt like somebody wrote that script, but that's really every night in the life of Shohei. It feels like he's just writing his own script.
Yeah, and last night, by the way, as we talked to Jason Stark from The Athletic, some guy named Juan Soto, who's not bad as well when it comes to historical contact, also homered, and Max Muncy hit two, including a game-tying home run in the ninth inning. It was a good game all around, and obviously the Yankees series good as well. Also, yesterday, Jason, Paul Skeens pitched, and the Pirates didn't do much to help him out. If I were a Pirates fan, I would be sick to my stomach when I hear people even think or discuss the idea that maybe they would be open to trading the face of the franchise? Do you think, and again, it's June 4th, that that is at all a possibility?
Yeah, they're not going to do that. Not this year. That would be team building malpractice. But you could make a case the way they're handling him right now is team building malpractice. You know, Andrew, last seven starts, he's got a 1.77 ERA. He's averaging over six innings a start, actually closer to seven innings than six. They're 2-5 in those games. And it's just a slice of life around the Pirates right now. And I've been on this soapbox since they fired the manager, fired Derek Shelton a few weeks ago. I just don't understand how the owner, Bob Nutting, can look at this. And show me he understands what it means to have Paul Skenes on his team. You know, he has to know he's not going to sign him long term unless we have a drastic change in the economic system in the sport. So what's the window for the Pirates to win with this guy? I don't know how long it is, but guess what? This year is part of that window. And the big free agent signings that Bob Nutting authorized over the past winter were Adam Frazier, Tommy Pham, and Andrew Heaney. And then he fires the manager and issues a statement saying they need to show a greater sense of urgency. Tell me there's another contender for the least self-aware quote of 2025.
Yeah, like it's Derek Shelton's fault. This is why you have a draft. This is why you let the bad teams pick early to get the good players. So you have these opportunities to build. And when you're at the table in Vegas and you have this good of a hand, this is when you spend your money. This is when you move the chips that you hopefully have into the middle of the table. And if I were a Pirates fan, I'm not. I'm a Guardians fan, Jason. So look, I understand how the medium to small size market thing can work, but they have found a way to spend when they need to. Maybe not as much as your average fan would hope for, but they have found a way. They've also developed a farm system a heck of a lot better than the Pirates. And it just seems like if I'm a Pirates fan, I would be ill.
Several friends who are big Pirates fans. Ill is probably the kindest word you could use to describe how they're feeling right now. And see, there's a difference between how the Guardians go about it and the Pirates. There's a difference between how the Rays go about it and the Pirates. Those teams look at life in not just in each individual year and what the revenues are going to be in that year. They look in periods of time, 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. And they understand that when you get one of those groups that has a chance to win, that's when you try to maximize what you've got in that window. You try to win with that group because it's special and they're not going to be around as long as the Yankees core group. It just feels like the Pirates, Bob Nutting, they use their economic situation as an excuse. And I understand their revenue challenge, okay? They play in Pittsburgh. That's an issue that the sport probably needs to address sooner than later. But why do you own the team if you're not going to look at Paul Skenes and say, we've got a chance to win around one of the special players who will ever play here and go for it? They have not even shown a hint of doing that. It's malpractice. It really is.
I agree. Jason Stark, senior writer, baseball writer for The Athletic. Jason, you got a cool thing going. The all quarter century team, I beg your pardon. And again, 25 years, it's 2025, quarter century team. I find it fascinating, your picks as compared to the readers' picks, right? The poll here. Because for some of them, there's recency bias, right? And for others, it's like, like, wait, what? Like, for example, your pick in right field, going back to Aaron Judge, is Aaron Judge. I am as big an Ichiro fan as there is outside of Japan and Seattle. The idea that the fans picked Ichiro over Yankee Aaron Judge is stunning to me, although it kind of warms my heart.
I was surprised that it was as close as it was. I honestly thought Ichiro would run away with this. You know, sometimes when you write these columns, this whole thing was my harebrained idea.
It's great. I love it.
Wrote a column, let people vote, let people react. It's been tremendous fun. So sometimes when you do that, you try to make a point and stimulate conversation, stimulate debate. That happened. You know, nobody loves Ichiro more than I do. I just felt like, as I just told you, when we watch Aaron Judge, we're watching Babe Ruth. And we should value what we're watching, even though Ichiro did it for 20 years, you know, and got all those hits on both sides of the Pacific. I just thought that Aaron Judge was one of those players where I could jump in and say, what we're watching now trumps that. Even though he plays in New York, I didn't think it would be close. So I was at least heartened it was close.
Yeah. The one that's interesting, we're getting a little down the rabbit hole here. The quarter century team Jason Stark has on The Athletic. The one that's always interesting to me is third base. And Adrian Beltre was your pick, and the fans, the readers picked Adrian Beltre as well. Adrian Beltre was a fantastic player. Fantastic. He is a Hall of Famer that I don't know that anyone ever bought a ticket to see. Like, no one ever says, honey, like, go back to the Judge and Ohtani thing. Honey, Adrian Beltre is coming to town. Want to make sure the kids can say one day that they saw Adrian Beltre in person, whomever he's playing for this year. Let's go buy a ticket to see Adrian Beltre. Yet, here he is, like, quarter century team, Cooperstown. And it's just one of those where people years from now go, oh, Adrian, oh, yeah, I remember him.
You know, he was actually a pretty fun player, and yes, a lot of people totally. In Texas bought tickets to go see him. But I really wrestled with that one. When I wrote my column, I thought it was Adrian Beltre barely over Chipper Jones. No wrong answers. But the fact that Adrian Beltre, by almost any measure, is the second greatest defensive third baseman of all time, behind only Brooks Robinson, and got 3,000 hits, and did what he did over such a long period, got more Hall of Fame votes than any third baseman ever. That to me was what put him over Chipper. And then people voted, and Chipper was nowhere to be found, and Alex Rodriguez almost beat both of them. And I found this amazing, Andrew, because I read the reader comments on my original column, and I would say that 80% of them were beating on me for picking anyone that the readers thought was a cheater. And I had Barry Bonds on the team, for example. And I read all of this stuff, and then Alex Rodriguez almost won the balloting at third base. And I'm just amazed by how people can rant about cheating and PEDs and yet still love A-Rod. Explain that to me.
Listen, I live in the football world. I am just a guy that watches baseball on his couch. I haven't covered a baseball game since the 90s, like as a credentialed member of the media, actually with a role. But the difference in the two worlds, Jason, it's jarring. Baseball, you get the PED thing. You will never shake it. I mean, you will take it to the grave, right or wrong. Football, guys can get dinged for steroids for a month, right? Let's say they're suspended a month. By the time they come back 5 weeks later, nobody remembers why they were suspended. Like, legitimately, they just know that they're out. Oh, they're back next week. Oh, cool. Right, they're back next week. Yeah? Okay, wait, why were they out? They don't remember. They just don't remember.
Yes.
It's amazing.
This has been a topic inside baseball for 20 years. You know that, right? In football, a guy gets suspended, and all anybody cares about is, when is he going to come back and help my fantasy team?
Yeah, right. But even goes beyond that. Like, it's for defensive players as well. Oh, wait, you taking a wait? Was it steroids? No, wait, was it a DUI? No. It was something in the off season. Somebody sued him. Wait. Oh wait, he's back next week though, right? Okay, cool. Good. We're good.
Well, okay, you know why this is, right? Because Maguire, Sosa, Bonds, sure. Those guys obliterated the greatest record in sports. The home run records that were once held by Roger Maris and Henry Aaron were the coolest, most romantic records in all of sports. And little old ladies walking down Main Street in any town, they knew what 714 meant. They knew what 61 meant. You know, those were such iconic numbers. And because of the PED era, those records ceased to mean anything. And I really think it's the reverence for those records, connecting the dots to Babe Ruth, that explains the reaction. And yet we have these black holes in how we look at this. Alex Rodriguez is one of them. I don't know if he's getting in the Hall of Fame, but it's amazing to me that he almost won in the all quarter century voting. Amazing.
Yeah. Ridiculous. I was in the dugout. I was in the clubhouse, rather. The third base clubhouse. Cubs home clubhouse in what year was it? 98 when they... It was 98, right?
98.
When somebody asked Mark McGwire, hey, what's that bottle up there on the top shelf of your dugout? It's Andrew Steendione, right? Yeah. Well, what is Andrew Steendione? Well, Andrew Steendione. Well, Google really wasn't a thing. It was, but no, like... And then all of a sudden... And people, I mean, how many movies have been made about that? How many books have been written about that? Football doesn't matter. And by the way, maybe baseball is doing it the right way and football isn't. Maybe we should care that much and not be so dismissive. There are different sports. One's a gladiator sport. One is not. But whatever. I love the idea of the quarter century team. It's on The Athletic still. Jason's got a great column initially. And then afterwards, comparing his votes to everyone else's votes. It's good stuff. Jason, it's great to connect. Thanks for coming on. I promise we will not talk about the MVP in June ever again, but I figured this time it was worth it.
Andrew, enjoyed it. Thanks for having me.
Likewise. Jason Stark, everybody, from The Athletic. Good times. Yeah. Yeah, what is that? It's Andrew Steendione. Yeah, what is it?
Helps me recover.
It helps me recover. Yeah.
That's what he said.
I know. Crazy time, man. Covering baseball back then.
Oh.
So I was a radio reporter. I was in my early 20s. I just got the job in Chicago as a reporter. It's basically a human mic stand at the age of 21 for WMAQ All News, CBS O&O All News Radio in Chicago, like sports at 15 and 45. I couldn't have been luckier. 22 years old, right out of school, covering the Bulls and covering the Bears and covering Wrigley Field. I lived in Wrigleyville. Greatest job ever. I mean, I didn't ask a lot of questions. I was the youngest guy in the market on air, period. And so I would just be a human mic stand and hold my mic there, and all the pros that I was intimidated by,
right,
they would ask the questions. But pretty cool. Yeah, pretty cool. And it was a different era. Like, Mark Grace would stand in front of his locker, Rod Beck, Mickey Morandini, and they would do post-game scrums smoking cigarettes.
Buck naked, smoking heaters.
Mark Grace would hold that cigarette down low. Like, he wouldn't hold it up here, you know, talking to local news cameras, hold it down here. But if you were to watch that news coverage carefully that night, you might see the waft of smoke coming up there in the clubhouse. Back in the day when there'd be two coffee pots over there in the corner, one with the green handle, that one had the greenies in it. Not coming up next on Get Up. No, not that greenie. The amphetamines.
Right.
Yeah, that pot of coffee.
If you really needed a jolt that day.
If Wrigley, hey, back then the Cubs could only play like 18 night games. There were a lot of day games. Yep. There were a lot of late nights as well. It's the green-handled coffee pot. Different day. Way different day. Lucky kid, though. I was a very, very, very lucky kid. And yes, I was a kid. All right. It is the Rich Eisen Show. My name is Andrew Siciliano.
Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can also test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or a quick service? Well, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. I know, because it's happened to me. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. With rising housing prices and steeper mortgage rates, we know home ownership may seem too expensive to be achievable. But that's why we offer a homebuyer's choice loan that can open the door to affordable home ownership. Our homebuyer's choice loan has no down payment options available, which means you don't need to wait years to save money. And with our no refi rate drop, you may be able to lower your rate in the future without refinancing. Plus, while most lenders require borrowers to purchase private mortgage insurance unless they can make a 20% down payment, we don't require PMI. Finally, we offer fixed payments, so your monthly payment will always be the same. So if you're looking for your first home or your next home, you can open the door with a Navy Federal Home Buyer's Choice Loan. Visit NavyFederal.org to learn how you can achieve home ownership. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender. Loan subject to approval and eligibility requirements. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. All right, first one up, Brian Cranston. True or false, one of your first gigs was a Preparation H commercial. True or false?
Oh, come on. That is false. Oh, gosh.
Look at that photo. That's very Roy Scheider.
Isn't it?
Don't you think right there? If I could peg it.
Roy Scheider. Really good.
What do you think?
Or what's that talk show host who had those big red glasses? What's her
Sally
name?
Jesse Raphael.
Sally Jesse Raphael.
Good call.
That was good.
Good call. Yeah.
So what happened? This is truly
It's called a job, Rich. I know you haven't been job hunting in a while. Oh, Mr. Employment, steady employment guy. Well, you're not, actors, you gotta say yes. Well, this was, at least
yes.
I was a spokesperson. I wasn't afflicted by hemorrhoids.
You know what?
Well, in real life I am, but not in. Yeah,
if I was afflicted, I would trust you to give me the right advice.
I would put that ointment on and go, here we go. Let's take care of this little problem.
I didn't mean the administering of the operation. I just meant the advice of, like, you should try.
I'm a full-service spokesperson. We don't just stop with talking about it. Come on.
Is that why you brought your alcohol as
yes,
well?
I bring my alcohol so I can soak my fingers. It just kills everything out of there.
True or false, you did your own stunts on Malcolm in the Middle, including wearing a suit of 10,000 live bees.
That also is false. Okay. That never happened. Oh, God.
I keep on having the photo proof.
Yes.
But those are real?
Those are real. That's 10,000, I forget how many the count it was, but they would extract the pheromones from the queen, and they would put the droplets all over me wherever they wanted the bees to go.
Yes.
Then they'd open up the traveling chutes and the bees would just start swarming, and they swarm forever. In order for them to stay off my face so the camera could recognize me,
yes,
you take a little of the the bug spray, off or whatever, and they put it all over my face there so that they would crawl, oh, no, I don't want that, and they'd get off it. But it was about 2 inches thick of bees. So I got stung once in the shoulder when they were getting them off, but once when I was doing that whole thing and I had to stand very still, one got between my legs.
Hey now.
And I got stung, and I said, oh, I think I got stung. Because when you're wearing bees, Rich, the chance of being stung is pretty high.
Yes.
You're wearing bees, for God's sake. So, but what I realized is that the sting of a bee is not really painful. It is mostly the shock that gets you. But when you're wearing bees and you get stung, it was literally, I did get stung, and the beekeeper comes over ready with a little credit card thing and a thing to scoop it out. He goes, "Where is it?" I go, "In my scrotum." and he goes, "Can't help you."
You're on your own.
That's exactly what he did. Can't help you.
The great Bryan Cranston, everybody. This is the Rich Eisen Show. Hi, my name is Andrew, sitting in for Rich today. You know, I always say, call us, and then I don't go to the phones enough. That's on me. 844-204-RICH. Part of the problem is, tablet down here, and then I have my paper stacked.
Over top of it, yeah.
And I don't know to look like kind of old school TV monitor in the, you know, desk. Monitor down here in the desk thing. And I'm going to say, Turzo in Iowa, man, I apologize for making you wait for, this one doesn't show how long you've been waiting. But I know, Turzo, been significant.
Andrew, it's all good, my man. It's good to talk to you guys. What's up, Chris?
Turzo, what up, man?
Happy birthday to Linda.
Thanks, bro.
Tufo.
Yeah. What up, G?
What do you got, buddy?
Hey, so I got a couple things for you, but what I was kind of thinking about with this Tibbs firing, because I don't necessarily agree with it myself, but it kind of reminds me of whenever Golden State got rid of Mark Jackson. Kind of seemed like that, you know, kind of caught those players off guard. And, you know, you kind of luck out by bringing in Steve Kerr. I just don't know if there's another person out there with odds getting picked up already that kind of gives you that same kind of boost that Kerr did to the Golden State Warriors.
And I agree with you, and that's what we were talking about, Turzo. If you're going to fire somebody, you better have a plan in place. And I know Rich and others went to the socials yesterday to try to make the NFL analogy. Like, what would the comparable firing be in the NFL? And Rich's answer was Sean McDermott, right? Now, McDermott has taken the Bills to the playoffs consistently. They have never truly gotten over the hump. I think it's an interesting conversation to have here. But if the Bills were to fire Sean McDermott, I would think they would at least have an idea of what direction they would go. Now, to be fair, a lot of NFL teams fire their head coach the day after the season ends, and they just open up the search. There's the Rooney Rule. They got to keep it an open search, keep it open mind. Turzo, thanks for the phone call. The NBA is a little bit different, and this is a team making a playoff run, a deep run, and then firing the coach. There's always that one surprise we say in the NFL every year, right? And there are always, Todd Bowles was part of that conversation last year. Like during the playoffs, you go, well, if this team loses, could they do something drastic?
Yep.
Well, it actually happened in the NFL. NBA Finals preview coming up next.
But the NBA is not like the NFL. And the NFL, in this aspect, that we know every year in the NFL, there's going to be 6 to 10 new head coaches every year. It doesn't matter. A quarter of the league is going to, head coaches are going to be different. We see the picture every year and you're like, well, 6, 7, 8, 9 of these guys are not going to be in the photo next year. The NBA is not like that in the respects that there's not as many new coaches each season.
But I also feel like
there are surprises.
The NBA, and maybe I'm wrong, the NBA will fire a coach midseason like far more frequently than the NFL will.
That's true. That's true.
The NBA, and again, the players' influence in NBA coaching moves is so much more notable and significant in the NBA than it is in the NFL.
Yeah.
Partly because of roster size. If your most expensive players, if you're, you know, 8-figure guarantee, and well, almost everybody in the NBA makes 8 figures. You get my point. But if you have your stars in the NBA, because they mean more in the NBA than they do in the NFL, by far. If you have those guys that don't like your coach, coach is gone. Now, that's kind of a lazy bit of analysis, but you see it more frequently in the NBA, right?
Do quarterbacks get coaches fired?
Well, I think so. Now, individually walk in?
I'm saying with their play, they get coaches fired, but not just going to ownership and being like, I want a new head coach.
I think it's far less likely in season than it is in the NBA. Right. But we do agree that if big name player star in the NBA walks in and says, fire the guy, it happens.
Yeah.
And don't want to overanalyze the meaning of the word star, but people in the NBA analyze the league by saying, well, you need 2 to 3 stars to win. What does that mean? Like, I hate the word star in the NFL. To me, it just means famous, right? Like when a reporter goes, star wide receiver so-and-so, I'm like, hey, we should be better than that. Like, tell me he went to the Pro Bowl, he's an All-Pro, or he set a record last year. What does it mean? It just means famous, right? The NBA, you go, well, you need 3 stars to win. Then you argue, well, is he a star? What does that mean? But those players, however you describe them and whatever talents they do have, when they reach that status and we agree who they are, they do have the power to influence ownership decisions, I think, in the NBA far more than in any other sport, especially in the NFL. It's just different. And part of it is roster size. It's a huge part of it. Well, the stars are Tyrese Halliburton and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Do we agree?
Agree.
NBA preview. Finals next.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.